Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't
know that. Maybe I should know that. My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone.
Peaches is probably his best song, right?
Nah, this tune.
Nah. Peaches.
Admit I was wrong.
Oh, come on. Beaver? It's a WIPA afternoon show. And now I know.
You should have played Baby if you're going throwback, Beaver.
This is the one.
Like the way. And look at my...
All right, sorry. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Talking about the Phils today and Overreaction Friday. What do you feel more after yesterday's game? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. What do you feel more after yesterday's game? Better, worse, or the same? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
It's a good question. I'm gonna go with people feel better. It was a win. I don't think they feel like the 19 strikeouts were as productive as you.
They were a good 19 strikeouts.
But I, you know, fans just want the team to win, so I think they'll feel more encouraged, but slightly. So of the three, I'll give it 52% feel more encouraged. Let's go 20-something percent, high 20s for discourage, and 20-something for
the same. So it is 66.4% the same.
Oh, wow.
20.
Have a take.
20, yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to say.
Man up.
You know, PD Spike would have looked at this poll and said, get rid of the same.
Yeah.
Better 24%, worse 9%. Yeah.
You gave him an out.
I did. I did give him an out. Yep. That's
all right.
That's the Jack influence of the show.
It's a Friday.
Real quick, did I tell you when I met Bieber?
No.
I met Justin Bieber. So my sister, Alexa, my youngest sister, was a Belieber. Back in the day.
Yeah, the Beliebers.
Yeah.
Which are more annoying, the Beliebers or the Swifties?
Oh, Swifties. Beliebers never threatened to kill you. I've had Swifties threaten to kill me.
It was one time.
Yeah. No, but it was extreme, and it was more than one of them. So while he was, I would say, the very beginning of Bieber, like the initial explosion, he was at a different radio station, a pop radio station in Philly, and I knew the promotions director, and I went over there and got to bring my sister to meet Bieber. I met Bieber. The craziest thing I ever saw is they try to sneak him out the back door. And dude, they open the door, and it was like a zombie movie where the zombies are waiting for the door to open. The girl's just screaming and kicking the door.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was he was unaffected by all of it. Like, that's how I knew that he could be a star for a little while, the fact that he wasn't taken aback by any of it, that he was just sort of taking it in stride. Now, eventually, he had an issue or two, but it was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, man, the Justin Bieber story, and it will be one at some point.
Yep.
I can't wait to watch that and behind the scenes. He was brought into Hollywood, discovered by Usher, I believe.
And it was YouTube. Kid.
Yeah. Yep. So, but clearly a ton of talent, much like Usher, who was a child prodigy, you know.
Yep.
Coming up, but made a lot of good music, man. Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, obviously that was for the younger generation. I wasn't necessarily a Bieber guy listening to Bieber music, but
not a Belieber.
No, but hearing his music, you know talent when you hear it, and he's like to me like Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake had talent.
Yeah, can I tell you, Justin Bieber 100 times more talented than Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake might be the most overrated pop star in history.
I thought you were a Timberlake guy.
No, I'm anti Timberlake. He doesn't have any. He's got like 4 good songs.
I don't know what he did that.
NSYNC was great. I'm not saying NSYNC.
Oh, I don't even consider him with NSYNC. I didn't start listening to Justin Timberlake till he started making music that collab with some R&B guys, rap guys.
You know when R&B guys started respecting Timberlake? It was when that NSYNC song Gone came out. And that was on like R&B stations and all that kind of stuff. And that's when he got it.
Yeah.
Cry Me a River. Great. Sexy Back.
Yep. Two.
Say Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Timberlake had some.
My Love.
See, now you start.
Can't Stop the Feeling. It was awful.
It was a terrible song.
Take Back the Night. Horrible.
See?
Did he make some stuff with Kanye? Or no, he did an album with Jay-Z, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
I think he did some songs with Jay-Z.
See? Yeah. See how it gets thin real quick, Jack? It gets thin real quick. All right.
Holy Grail, man. Come on.
Holy Grail. That's the one I'm thinking of. I'll trust you, though. I trust you.
He's music.
He's more famous than he is a great pop star.
Well, Timberlake is closer to my age than Bieber is.
Yes. For sure. Joe and Chalfont.
I understand why you weren't a Bieber.
Yeah.
Not a Belieber.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, sir, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
How about the Phillies?
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's what I like to hear, Joe.
You excited?
Finally. I mean, like, 1-0. Let's go, bud.
Win's a win.
I mean, outside.
Keep stacking them.
Outside of, like, everything, I feel like the whole premises of the game, like, looked pretty good until the seventh inning, but you know, like here we are, another year. But
you think they were a good 19 strikeout show? Productive 19 strikeouts?
No, I will say their pitcher looked really good.
Yeah, he was
trying to tell people.
And the shadows.
No, enough of the shadows.
It's a real thing.
No,
it is.
Well, it's not like the Nationals were hitting.
Yeah, like he has the same shadows too, right?
Yeah, I know, but neither team hit in the first six innings.
But 13 strikeouts, man.
Well, but they took so many pitches, they got that guy out of the game after six innings.
Yeah. Well, the other problem with National Stadium during that time is there's a nasty glare. So the shadows on top of a glare.
That's what
there
I like to
say. How are you supposed to?
There it is, Jack.
Yep.
Well, it's the hardest thing to do in the world, and now you got to add in those kind of factors. What are they supposed to do?
The excuses come in. No, we looked good yesterday, right? We looked good. I mean, up until the seventh inning, like, you know, the boys did what they had to do, like, and they came through. So
they did. So you feel better or worse after yesterday?
Neutral.
What if I made you pick one?
You're gonna like pin me. All right, fine. Like, I kind of feel like, yeah. I don't feel confident.
All right.
See, that's how I am. I don't feel any better. I'm just happy they won.
Yes, I think that's how most people feel.
Like. I don't feel confident, but like, at least we got a W.
Yeah, you got the first one out the way. It's always hard to get that first win of the season.
Absolutely. Yes,
hard to win games in this league.
Yep. Yeah. That's what they say. Those guys get paid, too. Hey, Joe, do you have a go-to pop star for next question today?
Does Frank Sinatra count?
Well, in the 50s, yeah.
I'll let it.
Man,
I'll
Frank Sinatra is not a damn pop star.
Who was a pop star in the 50s, then?
Well, like
I don't even know if there was. How would I know?
Pop stars in the '50s.
Just asking questions.
There were. Google. Go to ChatGPT. All right.
I don't do that nonsense.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz. Buzz, can you pop up?
I'm here.
Could you, when you screen the calls, can you ask them if they have an answer to the next?
Oh
question?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'll put the little dots.
No problem.
Yeah.
Hey,
right
Buzz.
Yeah. Buzz.
What's
up? Turn that mic down.
It's not your first time.
No.
It's not your first rodeo.
I got to ask.
They all have answers. I just forgot to mark it.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Snap out of it. Quit promoting your late night shows.
Yeah.
And getting lucky.
Yeah, enough tweets. We get it. You're on 2 to 6.
7-11 tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. There you go.
7-11? That's a big shift.
It doing is. Final out.
Oh, this is after the game. I thought in the morning. I was like, what happened to Sealski and Ellis?
You know he's not on it. 7 to 11 in the
He's
morning.
Usually on 7 to 10 Saturday mornings.
Oh, yeah? 7 to 10.
Yeah. It's hard to replace a legend.
10. Yeah, 7 to 10, though.
I didn't know he was on at 7 to 10.
Yeah.
Saturday he's been doing months. It for about 2.5 months.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
All good. Got bumped for you better, you bet.
Well, it all sounds so salty.
Costos is better than you.
Yeah, we got a job to do, Buzz.
Yeah.
We're trying to pay bills.
Yeah.
Not feed your ego.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Buzz is like, I'm better than Costos. Get Costos on the phone. 215-592-9494. Overreaction Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. You feel better or worse after the Phillies win yesterday. Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
It's peanut butter week again.
It is peanut butter week again. There's a break in the case. So I appreciate you bringing this up, Nick. So John Johnson, after doing peanut butter week last week, after did peanut butter week in September, he's doing broke college kids and things they would have in their dorms to eat for a meal, and his snack was a jar of peanut butter. This guy's got a peanut butter problem.
Dude, he does.
I don't even want to see what kind of magazines he has at home in a basement.
Oh, God.
Whoa. Come on.
I mean, like food
magazines.
Here.
Right.
Your mind. I know it's Friday. Like, it's not
Bon
Friday, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, Spit, Spike, and let me talk to the baseball guy. Ike, you're the baseball guy, right?
Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. He's the guy from Cincinnati.
There's an old adage in baseball. You can't go undefeated 162 if you don't win the first one.
That is true. That's true.
Half the team's got eliminated, so there we go.
You can't win the division in April, but you can lose it.
It's true.
Absolutely. March, not even April, March.
I know. Yeah, I know.
And the last thing is baseball adage, which is it's not how many strikeouts you have on the team. It's how many pitches you use to strike out.
That's what I'm trying to say.
More baseball.
Dude, first at bat, Tracy's what, six pitches? That's what I like to see. These guys are committed to that.
Yeah, and as long as Trey can just lose the bat only once a game, you know, that's
right.
That.
Yeah, yeah. He launched it yesterday. Who's he? Didn't
Is he trying to get arrested?
Well, Seltzer's guy, CJ
Abrams,
lost the bat too yesterday.
He
stinks. Yeah.
If I was voting, it's like wake me up in July to see where the squad is.
Listen, are we still Philadelphia? We all watched the game yesterday. You can't react to it?
Yeah. Well, how'd you feel? Yeah. You feel good or better or worse?
It's the tweet. That's the X poll today, right?
Yeah.
I feel the same.
Okay.
That's why it's waking up in July. But
you guys are brutal.
I know I'm a 55-year-old white guy, and I want to say Michael Jackson, but
okay. For your go-to pop song,
Olivia Rodrigo.
That's a good answer.
I love her music, man. I really do.
Driver's License, all-time tune.
Driver's License was all.
That's on me.
All-time tune.
I should have been going Mike.
Yes, you should, but you didn't.
Now your third answer of the day.
Yeah.
No, Nick just answered Mike.
Yeah,
no,
but then
Nick
he went to Olivia Rodrigo.
But he actually said it, though.
Right.
Once you actually say it.
That's fair enough. So we do have an update on the Brandon Graham retirement situation that relates to Eagles Insider of the Year. And I'll tell you about it right after I tell you something about something very important. Because one of our insiders is stacking stories. And a Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown, you are going to stack savings. This month, stackable savings. It's the grand reopening of Colonial Hyundai. The dealership is beautiful. The Karzar John Ashdale, the team at Colonial, wanted the most beautiful dealership for you to have a faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. So stackable savings. What you're going to get, you're going to get invoice pricing on your brand new Hyundai, which means you're going to pay the same thing they pay. You're going to get up to $3,000 in Hyundai rebates. And then on financing, 0% for up to 60 months. They're hooking you up. They are hooking you up. Over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot, whatever you need. If it's an Elantra, they got it. If it's Tucson, they got it. If it's an Ioniq, they got it. You're going to get 3 years of maintenance, three-year maintenance package. You're going to get a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 24/7. You can go to Colonial Hyundai. ColonialHyundai.com to see what they have on the lot. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. So We did award Eagles Insider of the Year for 2025, but the race for 2026 is on. And the guy who finished second, Tim McManus, who, by the way, had the most first-place votes, if we're, you know, if we're being honest.
Should have won.
He had a really long story on Brandon Graham's final season here with the Eagles. It was really cool. Some inside stuff from BG, from his family. It was really cool. Took you through the entire season.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
But here is one note that I think reflects well, at least on the voting for Insider of the Year. He says it wasn't until his exit meeting with general manager Howie Roseman a week before the start of free agency that Graham knew for sure he would be stepping away from the game. This is from Brandon. Howie said, man, this is such a fairy tale ending for you, but I'm going to let you decide on what you want to do. I was like, man, you know what? It's over. My prayer was pretty much said to me in a way to go ahead and retire. So how this is related is Dumas, of course, reported that BG was going to retire at the parade, but this says that decision was not made till a week before free agency. So Dumas finished third. He didn't win it. What a travesty it would have been if he had won it with this story. With Madness comes back
a
and
breaking the story. Yeah.
By the way, BG describing the triceps injury, the triceps tear, he said he was on the plane after he initially tore it, thinking it wasn't feeling that bad until he was feeling around on his arm.
Now, is this the second tear or the first one? The first one.
And he said he felt a hole where the tear was. And it was like excruciating pain. And by the way, and this is reinforced in the story, nobody thought he could come back. Like it was season ending.
Well, he probably shouldn't have come back.
Right. Well, if he wasn't retiring, you probably don't come back because you could tear it again.
Yeah.
The fact that it was the end of his career, I think you go ahead and you go for it, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, one guy did know he was coming back, and that was Elliot. Which is part of the reason why he wanted it.
He didn't have it initially.
Well, he didn't know. He guessed, and he admitted that.
But still.
Well, yeah. He was the one who said it, though. He was the one who said it.
I certainly thought it was foolish.
I thought it was foolish, too. You know, I dismissed Elliot like I normally do.
Well, you know what it is? When they give guys these time frames for recovery, part of it is there's time built in there that says the injury may have been healed earlier, but it needs more time to actually strengthen.
For you to be able to play football.
So that you don't re-injure it as soon as you go back out there. So it probably healed, but it wasn't healed long enough for him to withstand some of the stuff he was doing out there on the football
field. Hence why he re-tore it.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why you have to sort of ramp up slowly after that injury.
Let's not use ramp up with this year's Sixers season.
Oh, yeah. No ramping. No more ramping.
Don't use ramp up.
So much ramp up.
Maybe load manage your recovery.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after yesterday's game? Mike and Horsham, you're on WIP.
Yo, Horsham. What's up, fellas? How are you today?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
I'm encouraged.
There you go.
I don't mind them 19 strikeouts. I mean, traditionally, in the beginning of the season, the pitchers have the advantage, I think, a little bit.
Plus, they went from Florida, where it was 75 and sunny, and then it was 57 yesterday. That's a big change. It's cold.
I'm sorry. Was every other team not in Florida?
No, I know, but I thought you were on my side of the excuse.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, Spike, he knows his nonsense, so he don't even know how to stay on that side.
Well, that one is nonsense.
It's cold.
Well, they won. They won. You know, the bottom line. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hey, man, wins win. I don't care if it's 30 strikeouts. They won.
Oh, if it was 30 strikeouts,
well,
we would care.
We would feel differently.
Holy cow, what a game that would have been. 30 strikeouts. Extra inning game where you strike
out. Would you use that as productive?
If they want. It depends. It depends on how many pitches
absolutely
they saw.
Have to be productive.
Mike, give it.
Take a lot of pitches.
Yes, that's what we want, right?
Here's what was most encouraging, Mike. Let me help you guys out.
Okay.
You know, because the 19 strikeout nonsense, I'm getting sick of.
Well, it was encouraging. They took pitches.
What was encouraging was Alec Bohm hitting in the three hole.
Yep.
Driving in runs late in the game. Kyle Schwarber in the cleanup spot.
Yep.
Getting a home run there. That was encouraging. It would have been nice to see Trey get at least one hit up there.
But he walked.
At the leadoff spot.
He did walk. He took six pitches, the opening at bat.
Yep. So we'll take that.
Yep.
We'll take that. That's encouraging. Don't try to tell me 19 strikeouts is encouraging.
To me, Mike, give us your go-to pop star. No.
Doolittle Zone Pink.
Pink's a good one.
Right.
Pink's a good one.
Pop star.
Pink's a good one. That is a pop star. Two-decade career. I do think if we're going to do the ramp up thing, might as well do this. Mm-hmm. It is about the process in which you struck out. To me, the bad Philly strikeouts is when they go up. They all go up there, closing their eyes, swinging as hard as they can, trying to hit home runs. Those were not the strikeouts I saw yesterday.
Yep.
The strikeouts, I saw a team that at least, and you guys were right, and they might be in their heads a little bit about taking pitches, but they were facing a pitcher who was throwing strikes. The shadow stuff, I'm not going to say it's everything, but it is something. But they if the guy's going to throw strikes, like, and you're going to go up there patiently, you're probably going to strike out. But I do think their commit to me, the approach and the commitment to doing something different, which is what we questioned out of them, they did it. Now, what I don't want them to do is say, well, we did it. We struck out 19 times. We can't do it anymore. They did win the game. They did chase. You know, they got the starter out of there after six innings. They were able to put runs on the board after the starter got out of there. They did see 192 pitches, you said, Jack?
193.
So I do think it was a productive 19 strikeouts. It was a different 19 strikeouts than I think we would have normally seen the Phillies have. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a good 19 strikeouts.
But you're adding the productive part to it.
Yes, but they were productive.
They were not.
Seeing more pitches is productive.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess.
That bullpen is meh.
The Nationals bullpen. Yeah.
Brandon Finnegan is going to pitch against the Phillies until walks in high school. I mean, seriously, I feel like I've watched him every year of my life. Brandon Finnegan's been a Nat.
How old is he?
No, he's like 32. Okay. He's really only been there since 2019, but it feels longer.
By the way, this is the first time I really looked at Max Kepler's got a bit of a baby face for a vet.
Dude, he's a striking man.
He is. He's a good-looking guy.
Dude, I thought I had that one foul ball that was hit to right field.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Kepler looked good.
He did.
He had that big walk late. He's got a little cockiness when he walks, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
A little swag to him.
Yeah. Like Utley, you step in front of the plate like that, he's got little shades of Utley.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're in WIP.
Mike, I just want to thank you, my friend.
For what?
Interesting.
I love the way you just shut these people down, and then their only response is, you're not going to get a job.
Oh, thanks,
it's
man.
Just,
nobody did that
so
today.
Fun. Listen, no, yesterday. Just,
oh, Deadford, okay.
Back and Andy into the corner.
Oh, Andy and Deadford.
Oh, by the way, Andy was on Beat the Hammer this morning. Atrocious performance. But again, they do is give layups for the camera.
Well, I mean,
he could have said who got Spike's job, and then he would have got one right, but, you know, he didn't go there.
Yeah. Well, he's not a smart guy.
No.
Yeah.
And the tough streets of Deptford, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to come off of that.
But, yes.
The Phils, man, I just think it's early, and there were some good signs yesterday. Both pitchers were pitching lights out, so, you know, it's a good start.
I thought it was a good start, too. Well, they won. It was good to see Wheeler. Every time I see Wheeler be great, it's a relief that he's still Wheeler.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because that is one of the callers brought up yesterday that eventually, you know, Wheeler's 34 years old. He's eventually going to fall off, whatever.
No, he's
and
not.
I live in that fear of
because this is the year.
Well, so much depends on him being great.
Sure.
That I live in that, but he still looks like himself. Yep. You know, he is the most. He reminds me of Roy Halladay more than any other pitcher reminds me of any other pitcher.
Well, it's just you know? it's he's so great that you're surprised when he doesn't pitch well.
Right.
You know, it's just when he allows more than three earned, it's like, what, is he okay?
Yeah.
And even the Keibert Ruiz thing, that was I was surprised he got to that pitch. It was the 12th pitch of the
at-bat. It was a great at-bat by Ruiz. It was a great at-bat.
And then two innings later, he got hit on his shin, and he swung at it on the Kirkring.
He did swing on it, yeah. But Kirkring's got some nasty stuff.
I know.
Gary, next question today. It's Lady Gaga's birthday. Give us your go-to pop star.
I got to say, happy baby day, Tay Taylor.
Taylor Swift?
It's pretty good.
Taylor Swift is a big answer. Now, yeah. Gary and Vineland, that's a caller right
there. Good
it's been a while with Gary and Vineland. I like Gary.
Yeah, Gary's a good caller.
I got another question.
Yeah.
Concerning a pop star.
Yes.
Isn't there an age limit, or shouldn't there be an age limit to the pop star?
I don't believe so.
Well, there's one.
You can't be a pop star in your 30s.
Oh, you can absolutely be a pop star.
You can be an aging pop star.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, you can be a pop star. I mean, Justin.
Like when Beyonce got in her 30s, nobody viewed her as a damn pop star, did they?
No,
I mean,
it was just
Michael
transition.
Jackson was in his 30s when he was a pop star.
No.
Sure.
I mean, no, I didn't consider him a pop star.
I mean, like
when he had that kid, like, sort of personality, he tried to stay young forever.
I'm just saying, more than one way.
Naturally, grow up as you get older. There has to be an age limit to being a pop star.
Well, it's more a teenage thing,
and then your 20s.
Well, I think some people stay a pop star, and then some people grow out of it. Beyonce, you could argue, grew out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, but Gary just mentioned Taylor Swift. She's what, 35? She's a pop star.
I think she's still a pop star.
She's at the end of being a pop star.
Close to being an acoustic album.
To me, it's about the kind of music you make and who likes it.
Right.
But who
was making pop star music at the age of 40?
Lady Gaga's 40. She's got to be.
Yeah, but when was the last time she...
But I don't consider Lady... Is she still a pop star?
Yes!
No, I think she's transitioned.
To what?
I don't know. Being
whatever
older.
Is next. I just thought pop star seems like something for young people.
It's for young people to like. But I don't think you have to be young to be a pop star. In my opinion. Well... You shouldn't be hanging out with your fans.
Those would be the people that's coming to your concerts.
Sure, I mean,
what have you? Like, yeah, pop stars cannot be 40 years old, man.
You don't think?
All
right.
For me, it just seems kind of weird to me.
215? No. Is Mr. Shore Parks joining us?
He said it's definitely not happening.
Oh, what?
Oh, now he's a pop star.
He's fraudulent. Well, he's 40, too.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's a pop star guy.
Tiny dancer over there.
Yeah.
Elliot Shore Parks' the debut album.
Is he at the reception yet?
Size 7 food.
No, I believe it's one. I believe it's a long...
Long
ceremony.
Day.
Yeah. Catholic ceremony.
Yeah, probably
maybe.
A Catholic ceremony.
Yeah,
is it a daytime wedding?
Yes.
Yeah, it started it too.
Oh, yeah. It started it too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not over with.
Yeah, discount wedding.
Yeah, well,
it's an early start time.
Yeah, it is an early start time for a Friday.
It's pretty egregious.
You got to do a 5 at least.
But right? I guess when the.
People take a half day at work?
Weddings are expensive, man.
They are expensive.
If I had to guess, it's one of those Catholic weddings that start at the church and then they all go home for a little
right.
bit.
Oh, right. They have 2 hours in between.
And then
what?
They have the reception later.
Oh, dude. My wife, Val, was in. Hey, Brianne and Mark. She was in a wedding for her good friend Brianne. It was a Catholic wedding. It was a Saturday. The ceremony was at like 1 in the afternoon, and then the actual reception was at like 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, the question was, what
I've
do I do with my
I've never been to
clothes?
One of those. Yeah, I've never been to one of those.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I thought it was over 6 times.
Yeah, the service is so long. It's so long. It really is. Yeah.
It's gracious.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I heard it.
It is what it is. All right. Well, Elliot's not coming up next, so we'll take your calls on the
real
Phils.
Real quick, I got to give a shout-out to Kirsten, who's hanging out with us here at Chickies and Pete's.
Hey.
She came over.
Yeah.
She wanted to address the question that you had for everyone today concerning the Phillies. Or do you feel better?
Better or worse?
Worse or the
same?
Flat out, she feels worse.
Yeah.
You feel worse? I'm going to talk to you in a minute. I'll be over. 215-592-9494. Some bad Eagles news coming up next.
Huh?
Well, maybe bad.
They're not Super Bowl champs?
Nah, they're still Super Bowl champs, thanks to Josh Sweat. We are at Chickies and Pizza South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.